So over the weekend, I listened to a piece of audio that made me laugh. And I'd forgotten about it until our friend Dave brought it up. Dave.
Thank you.
And it's a good bit because up in Philadelphia, they have some sort of auction for some charity in which you basically can bid to call a half inning of baseball on during an actual Phillies game on the TV. And I don't really know if they do this every year because I feel like we would have played it. Because surely
I got the impression that they do it every year. And I guess this guy has wanted to do it for a long time, and finally he just bid all the money he had and ended up spending $22,000 for this.
Okay, so here's the backstory. Wow. The Phillies Fanatic Auction was launched in 2013, partnering with Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Okay, so he's doing the radio call.
Yeah.
Hey.
And yes, this guy bid a few times but never managed to win. He didn't bid last year but learned the winner paid $6,000 for the spot. And
will the Philly Fanatic join you?
I don't think so. Because
maybe,
I don't think
maybe
he
you
talks.
Get a photo op.
Yeah, I don't
with
think
the Fanatic.
That he would do you much good in the booth.
By the way, one of the guys in the booth is Scott Frankel.
Frankie?
Is that a former ticket great?
That sounds right to me.
Coming to you live.
Frankie, right? Not Frankel.
I believe both or either predate me, so I'm not going to be much help here.
I don't know.
Is it like Fransky or something like that?
Fransky.
Oh, Fransky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. He's he went to SMU and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he is the ticket zone.
I think so, yeah.
So this guy, his name is Lewis Kolb. And he's 73 years old. He spent time as a DJ in Atlantic City and had long dreamed of doing play-by-play at the professional level. And to get him tuned up for it, he is called, by his account, thousands of Little League games. Now, I would like to raise my hand and ask all of you guys, have you ever heard of anybody calling Little League games? And if you do,
you're just sitting in the stands with a video camera.
Like, is that not the weirdest thing ever?
Yeah, I mean, are you just indulging those around you? Like, are you that annoying guy that acts like he's broadcasting in the little grandstands? Or, I don't know.
Do Little Leagues play 162 games a season now? How could you play or call thousands of Little League games?
Great question.
I don't know. Apparently, he tried out for the 76ers radio job back in the 90s.
Same.
He didn't get it, but again, he spent weeks preparing for the audition by calling youth games. So this guy is just kind of loitering around Philadelphia, kids sports events, calling games from like, and would the parents not be looking around going, what's going on up there? Are you at the top of the stands?
Little League games are unbearable enough as it is without some old guy doing play-by-play.
I know.
There's another error.
Yeah, you can't be critical of the kids. The parents get all mad
at you. What are we even doing
here?
So,
but it is like a dream job. So you can see somebody on the outside, somebody who actually likes baseball, Corby, would be feeling like this is the greatest thing somebody could do with their life.
Yeah, and the guys on WIP, they said that usually the winner just comes in and is just in awe and just wants to chit-chat and doesn't really take over the mic and do the play-by-play. They're just kind of hamming it up with the regular guys.
Yeah. Well, that's not the case with Lewis Call, the 73-year-old. And Bob, you tell me, is this a good announcer voice?
Okay.
We are headed to the third inning. Phillies on top 2-1, and we're pleased to welcome Lewis Kolb from Medford Lakes, New Jersey. He is our Phillies fantastic auction winner. He outbid the competition to spend an inning and do some play-by-play in the booth. And Lewis, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Scott. It's a thrill to be here. It's a lifelong dream to be in the Phillies broadcast booth. So here we go. Painter with the first pitch to Ortiz. It's in there for strike one call. Phils with two in the bottom of the second to take the lead. As we start the top of the third, now Painter delivers. It's bounced foul towards the Phillies dugout. And they count 1-1.
All right, pause it there.
He does have the cadence down.
I'm sorry.
2-1 to Martinez.
Like,
Painter with the delivery.
I cannot stand that voice.
Swung on and driven to right and deep. This one has a chance.
Like, that guy has listened to so many announcers through the years that he has fashioned his voice that way. And
wait,
I would,
you don't think this is his real voice, Corby?
Painter with an outside.
Strike two.
And if you heard him actually talk, which I was dying to hear throughout the interview, and they tried to engage with him.
And he would just go right back to the play-by-play.
Like, he's the opposite of, like, dude that would actually carry on a conversation.
No, he's
like, just wants to do the game.
Why don't you guys go get a hot dog?
Yeah,
I got this.
I got this. All right, keep going.
Phillies winning the first two games of this series. One more to go tomorrow night, and then a three-game set with the Blue Jays over the weekend. Now Painter delivers. It's a check swing. It's a called strike three. He got him. So Ortiz down.
Ortiz.
And Lewis, you spent your life as a firefighter, police officer?
Neither of those things.
Just guessing.
I've been a substitute teacher in recent years for Nita School in Lakerland. There's a pitch that's lined over shortstop, a base hit for Dylan Cruz, and he reaches first base safely with a one-out single.
But I'm wiggle. I have tried to be around children for the better part of my life. When I'm not at Little League games and basketball games for junior high players, I am a substitute teacher.
Ball two.
Ball two, 2-2 count. I prefer them preschool-esque age.
Don't forget Thursday night, Sombrero night out here at the ballpark.
So evidently,
first 10,000 fans get a free sombrero brought to you by Doritos.
The regular guys, the regular play-by-play and color guys, as soon as he started talking, they were like side-eyeing each other like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, yeah. I don't get it.
He's been preparing for this his entire life,
yes,
guys.
Yes, and at 73, he has fulfilled a dream for $22,000. I got to tell you.
That's awesome.
If last year's bid was $6,000 and it's up to $22,000, that's great for whatever charity it is. But that didn't seem like, I feel like that if we sponsored something like that, that somebody would probably pay more. $6,000 especially. That seems way low to be able to go and call a inning of baseball.
I'm going to need the whole game, though.
I bet you would.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You get a whole game?
Yeah.
Once you tune in?
It's your audition tape.
More likely to tune in if you knew that some dude off the street had the whole game to himself?
Yeah.
When I first started out on promo here, we had a contest where it was the most interesting sports talk host, and people would come out and they would record a segment, and the prize was that they got to do an hour on the weekend.
On the ticket?
On the ticket. This was, I don't know, 2013, 2014. And the guy who won would bring out his own sound effects. He had his own effects box, and he would do traffic from a helicopter. And a few people would come out every time. And, you know, it sounded about how you would expect. But people came out, and it was a good idea. We should bring that back.
That is a good idea.
That's how EA got hired.
I just don't believe you right now.
Sir?
Ball three.
So how was his dismount? Do you have the end of it?
swung on and fouled down the line.
Here's Fake McBride.
As the ball girl gets a little action.
Looks a little old to me.
Running out to pick up the loose ball.
Lose a ball.
Shake it, Annette.
Turning into a rather nice evening here. We can certainly see the skyline of Philadelphia in the distance. Popped up. And that is back in on the play over the backstop. So the count holds at 1-2. Painter checks the runner. Now delivers. Swung on and missed. He got him.
Swung on and missed.
Andrew Painter picks up the strikeout, and that'll do it for the Nationals. No runs here in the top of the third. We go to the bottom half. Phillies lead it 2-1.
All right.
And then he didn't come back after that?
No. You don't get a. You just get a half inning.
Well, then shutouts.
Yeah, you got a, what, a one single in the inning?
I think like so. A, I think you got
like
one
four batters?
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out the entire kindergarten class.
Shout out to the Butt family.
Well, good for him.
Yeah,
I mean,
good for him.
He said it was a bucket list thing, and he spent his whole life savings on it.
Golly, right. Is it worth delaying your retirement by 2 years to call half an inning?
Like, well, I guess to keep doing what he loves and substitute teaching.
Shout out to Rams former running back Wendell Tyler and the entire band Tears for Fears.
Would you do that? Would you do bits if you were in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too.